coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I'm starting off today. Good morning. Johnny's getting his Diet Coke.
Hello.
Hey, well, good morning, John.
Good morning. How
Welcome.
Are you?
Welcome. Good, good, good.
Good.
Yeah, it's 6:06. You're here. Good.
You know what's a good way to start? How come I don't? There you go. You know what's a good way to start your day? Having water coming through your ceiling.
Yeah.
In your apartment.
That's why I live on the top floor.
From upstairs. Holy crap.
Yeah, that would... I wonder, yeah, that's not good.
Not good.
It's going to get the drywall and that's all going to get cut up.
Absolutely.
The last thing you want is mold.
Yeah.
Is mold.
Yeah. It's not my problem, I'll tell you that. Somebody's going to pay.
So was that your wake-up call?
Yeah, that's my wake-up call. Water coming through my ceiling this morning in my apartment here.
You thought it was raining outside?
At City Deck Landing.
You thought it was raining outside?
Yes.
It was raining inside.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you got to get that fixed today. So.
How are you?
I'm good. So I have this show, as we talked about on Sunday. So yesterday I interviewed one of the candidates for Congress, Tony Weed.
Yeah.
He is quite the hockey player. Did you follow hockey and sports?
Well, you know, I mean, it's part of the shtick.
Yeah. He was.
And it covered everything.
Actually pretty good. I was surprised. I don't know anything about hockey, but we talked a little bit about sports.
I know his dad really well. His dad was an assistant football coach at St. Norbert when I used to do their games.
He's
a great high school and college football player.
Yeah, because he did talk about his sports at Notre Dame High School and St. Norbert College. Had you been the host, you would have never got to the issues because you love sports. And you would have
kept going. You're right. Todd would be giving like 2 minutes. Like, okay, now let's talk politics.
What do you think about immigration?
And by the way, did I tell you my brother was the mayor? He was mayor of my hometown. I swear. And my other brother was sheriff. Is that unbelievable? Yeah. How are you doing? You doing good with that? But anyway, so I actually did a float one time. We did a float for my brother in the 4th of July parade where it was a really cool thing. It was. You know what it was, though?
What was it?
Our float.
Yeah.
Well, my brother's from a sheriff. They had me as a villain cowboy, black hat, all black, you know, whatever, whatever. And we got four of those. Remember those little rocking horses?
Yes.
Okay. So we got four of them and bolted them down to the trailer. My other brother built the trailer and everything. Okay. And they had my hands tied behind my back and ropes, lassos around me with all the really little kids, like 4 years old, 3 and 4 years old, holding me, lassoing me.
Okay. So they were all in white because you were the bad guy in black. And it was like your brother. It was
right for sheriff.
Yeah, but Mino will get the bad guy type thing, protect the kids.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, that's a nice message.
What do you think, Todd?
I love it.
Yeah. I had.
I'll show you pictures.
I got a great.
I was really thin.
Well, yeah, I know. I
looked taller.
I just got a picture.
Oh, my God. That picture of us with. Yeah.
What's that? Oh, I know. That, you guys.
Which picture?
The one yesterday with Nina. First of all, she's too, she's very thin.
Well, I mean, that's what happens.
And then,
we should have had her sit down.
I know. Yeah. And then that.
With a blanket over her.
Isn't that, I mean, that really brought
the
me down.
The scale of, I know, me too.
No, but not only that, that was the same day as they disclosed their BMI, which.
I know.
I
know.
So Johnny, I wasn't going to tell you this, but since you brought it up, I called my doctor yesterday. I did, because we talked about that.
Ozempica?
Ozempic?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just say one thing. I was with Tammy from our sales department.
Yeah.
No, okay? She's lost 27 pounds doing something, kind of a shake or some kind of 27 pounds.
Okay. This guy told, and I talked to him. I said, look, I'm totally depressed. I don't want meds for depression again. I got to lose.
Get them and give them to me. Is this illegal to say? I will take all expired meds. Yeah, is that wrong?
Yeah, that is.
We could lay out a little buffet for the morning show.
Yeah. Yeah. People drop out. Mino, these are pain meds I don't need anymore.
This is the Dropbox.
Exactly.
It's no longer at the police station.
Yeah, Dropbox.
You already have those.
Yeah,
all
hey,
over.
We have a Dropbox here for meds.
A 402 North Washington
Pain
Street.
Relief.
Just anything you're not using.
Because I'm tired of taking Tylenol and Advil.
So we We have a it actually rewards people who drop off.
Yeah, we'll give you a T-shirt.
Vicodin, Ambien.
So. Absolutely.
No, we got to stay away from that. No, I talked to him. And there, I think what you were just talking about, there's these are real knockoffs, but they work. So they're cheaper. There's not this $1,000 a month
doing.
Is crazy. There's stuff he says for like $127 a month. And
yeah.
You know that? I don't know. I would do that. I mean, just if you don't eat, what are you going to save? We talk about food prices. I mean, how long would
it take? You know what? I got a couple of gift cards to a grocery store for Christmas, my birthday, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to go shop. I didn't have a secret. You could look at my refrigerator and there's nothing. There's not one thing in my refrigerator.
Oh, they moved out.
Yes, exactly. Not one thing.
So not even a bottle of ketchup or anything?
Nothing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I went through two different gift cards last night.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how you get to be a better shopper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
So you know what you guys are going to laugh. You're like, who are you? We don't know you. So I'm buying. I love buying those big bags of salad and coleslaw and stuff like that. I really do. Okay.
Yep.
All right. But those aren't even cheap.
No.
So you know what I was looking at?
The
price per ounce.
There you go. Good for you.
Yes. Yeah. So coleslaw is, I think, 14 cents an ounce.
Yeah, that's great.
And other things are like 40 cents an ounce. But yeah. That's how old, curmudgeonly guy living by himself has gotten. I look at the ounces per money of
the cost per
lettuce. Yeah.
So are you doing that on your calculator? Or are you looking?
It's small print.
Yeah, it is. It's small print.
I had no idea they do that, though.
They do that with water.
But
with,
it's amazing.
It is. It is.
It's amazing how one can be so high that looks like, lettuce. Let's just buy that versus another one that's a tenth of the price.
Sometimes, and did you go, where'd you go?
Pickensing?
Festival. Okay. Sometimes they have, if it's dated, like it's going to expire in two days, it's discounted.
I always like buying those things.
Because you can probably use it that
night.
Trip.
That's why I only go to Quick Trip late in the afternoons, because everything's marked down, like half price for those sandwiches.
Hey, you can
say whatever you want.
I will, but it.
You could put me at a restaurant in Chicago and ask for a such and such thing, or you can go to Quick Trip and get their Angus beef burgers. And you won't know which one was like $14 and which one was $2.
Yeah, okay. But really, Johnny, I mean, come on. You just got your BMI yesterday. You need don't need either. I just want to say
that.
That is the best thing that's happened for us fast food junkies is pay at the pump. Because I never go in the store anymore. Because if I go in the store.
You buy something.
Well, they have the rack right there when you walk in.
And it smells good.
And
it looks delicious.
You almost trip over it.
I agree.
And it's fresh, and they're pretty good with the timing, you know, to make sure it's fresh food and it always smells good. They have the little blower coming at you. Yeah, that's good. No,
I don't go in anymore. I know we're trying to lose weight, and we're hideous, but you know what I had yesterday that was so good? Mission Barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Smoked barbecue cheeseburger. If that wasn't
a
slice of heaven, I don't know what it is. Wow, I've never had a smoked barbecue cheeseburger before.
I've eaten there, but I haven't had that.
Oh, is it good? But that's a place, forget about it, about trying to eat, because it smells. You walk into that place, and something's, your salivary glands or whatever they're called, just go crazy.
Yeah. No, I would agree.
And then, lady was super nice, the manager. Talk about them getting, sponsoring some things on the show here, and they're all for it and everything then. And she comes back. I'm feeling guilty. It's like, just ate this big cheeseburger. It's like bigger in your head. And it's just, you're so nice for what you do in the community. This is on me. It was a strawberry shortcake. It's
you
need
that.
My God, it was so good.
I know.
God, I've had a strawberry shortcake at home. I felt like saying, no, I'm kind of trying to lose a few. Instead, I said, I wolfed that thing down
more?
So fast. May I have second place?
Yeah. No,
there's something to be said. You know what's wrong? God messed up.
Careful.
God screwed up. I'm going to talk to him about this.
You maybe get there sooner than you think.
Yeah. He gave us these things that aren't good for us. We don't
know.
He gave us these things where things that are really bad for us taste so delicious.
Free will. They weren't
and then
here.
God didn't make those.
You did.
But no, it's in your genes.
He gave you the free will, though. Here's what I'm saying, John. That, right? Fruits, fish, we're the ones who...
Vegetables.
We're the ones who...
I know.
Enhanced
I was walking through the vegetable department at festival,
sauce.
And it's like, I should buy some of those.
But I won't.
But I'm not going to, because they will sit in my fridge and spoil.
Yeah. But there's, again, you know, I don't want to get back to my credit card that only lets you buy good stuff, but you need to really stay on the perimeter.
That is really,
and the thing, again, I want to go back to the fast food. The other reason I don't go in there, not anymore, but if you go in there, you can buy fast food and you can buy lottery tickets. So if you stay at the pump and just put your credit card
in. You know, I was actually at a gas station the other day, and this old guy held the door open for him, you know, kind of bent, really bent over and whatever. And he goes to the counter just to buy some lottery tickets. I thought, that's sad.
Yeah, I know.
You're not going to win. You're just throwing your money away there, buddy. You know what I mean?
And I don't know. Who are we to judge, but can you afford that? I mean, you know what I mean?
I know. That was actually sad.
Yeah, that. And boy, they're easy to buy. And they'd love to sell them to you because they get commission on them.
I've never bought a lottery ticket.
Ever?
Ever in my life.
Do you get
a scratch off?
I wouldn't even know how. It's like, there were so many. I didn't know
how. Just ask them. You know, you never bought a lottery ticket when it got 100 million?
Never have bought a lottery ticket. No.
Really?
Yeah. Swear to God. We got some texts here. Jim, please don't take Ozempic. I know too many people who didn't have side effects. The knockoffs aren't any better. It's not worth it. All right. You got to talk to Tammy, whatever Tammy's taking, our lady.
You for that. I haven't done anything. I was just very depressed yesterday, so I called my doctor.
From that picture?
Yes.
So was I.
I feel bad.
Be honest with me,
and
guys.
And that BMI, too. That made me mad, too. 33.7 or 6?
I've been there for a while, so it didn't shock me, to be honest with you. Got a text here. Go to Mission Barbecue at noon. Everybody stands and sings the national anthem. I cry every time. Great place. You walk in, forget about eating
He or she is right about that noon.
So
that's pretty cool at noon. And people, and man, they don't reluctantly stand up. I mean, they jump up and
absolutely
slow, and they're standing as straight as can be. And
totally
agree.
It's sometimes, neat place.
Sometimes you go to those
So I'm
things,
hoping to get them involved with our show.
Yeah,
I think that'd be awesome. Today is National Intern Day. I was the greatest intern in America in TV history.
You should probably ask.
In America.
I guess we'll come back and talk about what makes a great intern.
Where's our boy Cheese Curd Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Were those good that day, huh? With those Nathan hot dogs?
Never again.
Hire a Veteran Day.
Nice. That's a good day.
Wine and Cheese Day. Big fan. Carousel Day.
Yep.
So like a...
let's go.
Which one call it?
Like at a park or a fair. Yeah.
Hot Fudge Sunday. Matt LeBlanc's birthday. Walter Payton. We got a lot of great guests coming
up,
folks.
Did you see Walter Payton's birthday? Like, when was he born?
1954.
It said... I read it this morning. It said 54 or 55. It's like, don't you know? I'm going to show that to you. I'll find it.
Okay.
All right.
Back after this. Now we realized hey, welcome back. Mino and the mayor here on a beautiful morning. Boy, it just feels good out there, doesn't it? 57 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh.
Did you say you need glasses, Jim? Is that what you said? I got to get my glasses or something?
Yes, I did. How did you know that?
For what?
Because you said it on the air. I had your mic on.
Okay. Got a text here for Brian, who was in here yesterday talking about the looking for officials for sporting events. Just look at our picture. That will make you feel better, Brian. Thank you, Brian. But Nina is so little.
I know. We got to sitting down from now on. Because we thought the sitting down would help us with height, right?
And anyway, the ratio.
Yeah.
The hold ratio.
And we could hide behind the chair.
Yeah.
And then the guest is sitting down, so they're not taller than us. And
her stand next to us?
I know. That was a bad setup.
That wasn't a good idea.
No, I don't.
Todd.
I feel bad because I should have caught that.
I know. Yeah.
But I really don't look really closely. I just get a general picture and take the
picture. We'll start looking closer, Todd.
I know. It's not
good. We ask him to do one thing, Jim. Make us look good in a picture.
Because we like to post our pictures on Civic Media Facebook. And
all
we
ask. And he failed miserably.
Yeah, I remember complaining because I had a guy that did a lot of photography for me when I was mayor. And I'd complain about the pictures. He goes, look, I can only work with what I got.
I know.
Be careful.
I know.
Could be your last day.
I know.
So, hey, but this Walter Payton, so I was reading birthdays and it said 53 or 54. And I'm like, what? I mean, everybody knows when they were born, but it said throughout his life, Walter Payton had claimed his birth date as July 25th, 1954, a date that's cited in many of his early biographies. However, while researching his biography of Payton, Sports Illustrated, Jeff Perlman discovered that his actual date of birth to be July 25th, 1953.
Wow.
So anyway, but you guys were both like really quick with 54.
Well, I don't know. That's just what I saw. But now if I look online, if I go on Google, it says 53.
Isn't that weird? Why would he?
Well, baseball players from the Dominican used to do that all the time.
Right.
Their agents would do that because some of these guys were like 25 and they would say they were like 21. That happened a lot.
Yeah.
But now, but the thing is, then home after 9/11, Homeland Security, if you falsify, you know, your passport and things like that, you go to prison. And some of these guys got in serious trouble for that.
And the reason they wanted a lower, a later birth date was so people would think they're younger and healthier. Is that
absolutely.
What? Okay.
My dad did the opposite. Prospect. He wanted to get into the military.
Totally.
So
my grandpa.
Did that?
No kidding.
My father-in-law. Yeah. My father-in-law did that too.
And my dad actually, when we got to a certain point in his life and my mom passed away, you know, you got a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
Turns out his middle name was not what he thought it was. Like, he thought it was Melvin and it was Merwin or something like that.
Kidding.
Yeah, had to have his middle name changed, like, when he was 90 years old or something.
Think about that, though.
Wow.
Young guys wanting to get into the military so badly.
Yeah.
They lied.
That they lied to get in.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many people in my era were doing everything possible to not get into the military during the Vietnam era.
But back in World War II, and their parents knew it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Kid was 17, said he was 18. And
there was somebody, you could probably look this, I want to say there was a kid that was 16 years old that died in Vietnam that had lied about his age and stuff like
Did
that.
Did he get into Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember a huge, I want to go.
Like, no!
Like,
but
exactly,
he did,
but World War II, for
absolutely.
Sure. And a little bit of after 9/11, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that, but anyway, that Walter Payton thing, I thought, because I mean, I can see birth records of, you know, 1893.
Right,
or something.
Right.
Come on. You were in the hospital.
Well,
you weren't.
You know, Dom, my son Dom, is just fanatical about researching history.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing the things he has found about my family. Amazing. Where it's like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, I can't believe this.
That you know that guy on PBS that interviews, like, famous people and tells them their history?
Yeah. I like that show.
But would you
look at this?
But would you
Dan Bullock was age 15 when he died in Vietnam.
Wow.
He'd altered his birth certificate, looked like he could have been born in 1949, and somehow got through Marine boot camp. 15 and was killed in Vietnam. Isn't that something?
Wow.
There are some kids, though, you have in school where it's like, how could you possibly be 15? You look 22.
Or just the opposite.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's young, though. I wonder what drove him for that. I mean, that's 15 years old. You really don't, I don't think you know a whole lot at 15 to say, look, I want to go.
And he enlisted when he was 14.
So wow.
That's the crazy thing.
That's like eighth grade.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Ninth. Wow.
Wow. That's incredible. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? I saw that someday. How old would you
be? Yeah, I like that question.
Yeah. How old would you be?
31.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was, very, very confident back then.
What's that?
What? It's okay. I mean, if you feel that way, that's great.
I do.
What do you feel, John?
40.
Well, John, that's not that far out. 9 years from me. You're like, whoa, man, how can you be 31? What are you talking about? 40. That's the same thing.
No, nine years is a lot.
With the way my body feels at times and things like that, I can't fake it and say I would say, wow, I'm really hurting to be a 30-year-old.
No,
my knees and my whatever.
Well, you didn't ask
feeling
me.
This way.
I guess I thought you were talking about mentally. What age do I feel?
Mentally, I'm 17.
That was pretty quick. Well, those are two different
questions.
Mentally,
I'm 19. I'm a sophomore in college at Arizona State. I never want to change. Thank you, Jesus, for that 1 year.
Kind of locked in there.
Oh, man.
Your body, that's different. But no, my 30s were great. I mean,
how are you feeling everything?
Yesterday? No, but, you know, today I feel good. I'm on a new program.
New program?
I told you I called my doctor. He's going to put me on. I'm going to figure something out. Now, I'm not this guy or lady who ever texted in with the Ozempic. Okay. But something. I just,
He's also wearing darker clothes. Did you notice that? Did you do that on purpose?
I did. I feel awful.
I always wear dark clothes.
Begging dark clothes.
Because normally you're very bright and vibrant.
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood. I'm not in a bad mood. You're getting me there, but I'm...
That's the word I was going to say. You're very vibrant.
Jim is very emo today.
Emo. Oh, man. It's going to be... I'm looking forward to next week because I'll feel better.
Can I say this word? Yeah,
careful. It's 10 grand.
You know what kind of pisses me off?
you can say that.
Can I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Todd.
Well, why he's is like that? Mr. Perfect.
He can eat anything.
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't gain a pound.
That's not true.
He can drink a case of Spotted Cow all weekend.
And he's always.
Doesn't gain a pound.
That's not true.
Well, neat, nice, well-dressed, groomed.
Yeah.
I hate guys like that.
Plus he gets up an hour before we do.
I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's like, why do we suck?
I know.
Why are we on the radio? We should have people that are cool on the radio.
No, that's why we're on the radio. He's the guy that did the streaming.
So people feel better about themselves. Well, at least I'm not like Mine or the Mayor.
Well, listen to those guys. I feel better already.
I'm depressed. Let me listen to Mine or the Mayor. I'll feel better about myself. See that picture of them with Nina? Oh, disgusting.
I don't look
and
that
Mina
bad.
And Mina looks like this creepy guy. He's like all over her and whatever. It's like, oh, yeah. Wow.
Schmidt's just washed up. At least I got a life in front of me, so yeah. Well, as long as we're making our listeners feel better about themselves,
that's why we're here.
We took a different strategy.
Instead of starting, we're radio people. We're really cool. Here's how you need to do it to be cool like us. We're the opposite.
You can think on your gratitude list, just add, I'm not Mine or the Mayor.
Absolutely.
There's your list.
That's what we're doing for you, people.
Thank God.
Man, we got a great, great lineup of guests today. And stay with us. We're giving away some Brewer tickets. We've got an actual Jeopardy. I brought in my Jeopardy book, and we're putting Jim to the test on this.
Okay.
No multiple choice. If you were on Jeopardy, you know it'd be fun if we got Ben Chan on to compete against him.
He would never play.
I would never play against him. Are you kidding me? I'm smarter than that.
There's some categories in that book that I think... Dr. Chan, if you're listening, would you please give us a call?
Please don't, Doc.
Is Why Do We Suck replacing World's Worst Trivia?
It's a toss-up.
Back after this.
Cast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Beautiful day out there on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 57 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, and we don't know. We have zero idea what it's like in Oshkosh. So let's go to somebody in Oshkosh to find out, Jim.
All right. Hey, Dick. How are things going in Oshkosh? A little bit the weather, a lot more about EAA.
Dick Napinski, Communications Director, EAA.
It is. It's a great day for flying here, gentlemen. I tell you, it's sunny, a little puffy clouds up about 3,000 feet or so. Just a gorgeous day. Man, I wish I was up there myself today.
I'll tell you what. I mean, we were there, and it's a little blustery the day we were there. Although Jim doesn't like me to use the word blustery for
blustery
some
means
reason.
Cold.
Well, whatever,
anyway,
whatever.
It was a little, yeah.
Whatever. But the thing is, like we were talking, Dick, okay, maybe you don't want to walk around and look at all the planes if it's going to rain and soggy and whatever. But I had no idea you guys had so many things under tents and not just with the museum. There's a million things to do, even if it was all held indoors.
Oh, it is. You know, we are one of the biggest aviation education seminars in the entire country. We're one of the biggest aviation trade shows in the entire country. We have more than 800 exhibitors here. And I can tell you, when those rains came down on Tuesday, the folks in the exhibit hangars, they loved it because they were packed and they were selling product and they were just having a great time there. And so they always like those bonus days when we get a little bit of weather.
Right.
Chase them inside. That's great.
But boy, you got a nice stretch coming up for the rest of the show.
Weather-wise?
Yeah.
We really do. Yeah, it is turned into just great. And it started off last night. We had our first night air show last night. And, you know, when you put up 600 drones at the same time you put up fireworks, you're never quite sure how it's going to go.
I got it. Yeah.
But it went sensational.
Todd.
I was just looking.
Dick, hold on one second, Dick. Todd, You and I and Jim have talked about we need a drone show in Green Bay. Yeah. Just, Todd, tell me about what you saw last night at EAA.
Well, it was cool, but Dick, one of the coolest things was all those drones coming together and making it look like a helicopter and the blades were spinning and stuff like that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do. They put in the dimensions, what they need. You can just put in a drawing, and the drones now will recreate that drawing and go up into the sky and do it right there. So it is really something to see. You know, we started off with the two B-29s and the Lancaster flying over the show. We were trying to think the last time that had happened, and it probably since shortly after World War II, because those airplanes were so rarely in the same combat theater, much yeah. less having so few now existing that could be in the same place wow. at the same time.
Yeah, B-29s were only used in the South Pacific. Lancasters were only used in Europe.
And, Dick, that yep. that Italian air show you guys put on was unbelievable.
You know, those guys were a lot of fun. They were supposed to do two passes when they came in. I think they did six.
Yeah.
And when they left, I think they were supposed to do two or three, and they did six. And I think they were running out of smoke oil by the time they were done. They were having so much fun putting green and red and white up in the sky.
You could just tell. That's very cool.
Oh, hey, you could tell. Yeah.
Dick, so is there another drone show coming up or another the air show? What else is coming up? Because I sent you a text. I want to come back, and I think Johnny and I might do that. What else is coming up? Today's, what, Wednesday? Thursday. Today's Thursday. And
Thursday.
You're there till Sunday?
Yeah, my brain is mush this time of week, too.
No bad.
But coming up Saturday night, we've got another night air show. We have got afternoon air shows today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So come on out for that. But Saturday night, we're going to do it all again, put the drones back up. We're going to go stop at the fireworks stand again and go get some more stuff. And then, put it all up in the sky again. So we are looking forward to, let's see, we've got 4 more days. We've got 5 more air shows to put on before we're all finished up.
You know, for my heritage, my Italian heritage, I just want to give homage to the guys that did that air show, because I got a good buddy. He went to Air Force Academy.
Huh?
He's a pilot in the Middle East and everything. And one of his things was on the Italian Air Force in World War II. And it talked about how much problem they had, not against the enemy, but amongst themselves, where somebody wouldn't follow this other guy's orders. And they would crash into each other, and there was one guy would get mad at the other, and there were fights when they would land, and there was total discord.
A little more discipline.
And the British were just like, they would just sit back, and it's like, you know what? Let's just let these guys wipe out themselves. It was so terrible with the communication with the Italian Air Force in World War II. So to see them doing what they're doing there, Dick, is really great. I'm very proud of my people.
Oh, that's nice. They're so synchronized. They work. Hey, Dick, the other thing that's getting more play that you have so many super interesting things there, especially with the history and the warplanes and the new technology. But Elvis Presley's plane is getting.
I didn't know he had a plane.
That's getting.
You
more
never hear about Elvis Todd.
It was called the Lisa Marie. Yeah, named it after his daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
It's there. But so I didn't even know that was there, Dick. Is it getting some draw?
Oh boy. Yeah. Well, just give you the backstory of this thing. This was a Lockheed Jetstar that Elvis bought. He actually never flew in it. He had two other airplanes he was flying in. This was a spare. But it ended up in Las Vegas, as Elvis did. But this one ended up in an aircraft boneyard and eventually was sold. And this guy from Florida named Jimmy Webb purchased it for like $250,000. And so he took it and he said it'd be too much to try to restore it to flying order. So he chopped off the wings and the tail. He put it on a 42-foot motorhome chassis, restored it completely, and then he drove it up here from Florida. And so it's still got the red velvet seats in it.
Yeah.
It's fully restored. It's parked between hangars A and C on the grounds. And he's out there. And Jimmy has a YouTube channel called Jimmy's World. If you want to see the journey up here, he's put it on there. And it's just one of those things like you go, wow, that's weird. And then you go, well, it's air venture.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
What the heck?
Absolutely.
Air venture, why not?
All are welcome. Yeah. All are welcome. Yep. Yeah. Well, that's cool. How's the attendance going? How are things going? It sure seems like everything's really running smooth there.
Yeah, everything has really gone well so far. I mean, yesterday was a huge day here. You know, even with Tuesday with the rain, we still had a decent crowd here. you know, we had a lot of people who camp, and so as soon as the rain stops, they pop out and they start, you know, moving about the grounds again. But yesterday was big. You could tell the night air show, really popular. What's interesting, I had a meeting with the Snowbirds public affairs guy who was had come in early. Snowbirds are in now. They'll start flying tomorrow, but go through a few logistics and appearances and all of those type of things. And I got to drive around the north side of the airport, and it is amazing. You have thousands of people here on the grounds, but you have thousands more sitting around the airport on their front lawns watching the night air show and the fireworks and everything else going on. So we've got a free public show going on for the south side of Oshkosh twice.
Isn't that awesome? And Dick, I don't know who sent this in, but we just got a text here that the drone show has now
sold me
on the drone shows. The magic of fireworks and planes with drones in the back was a masterpiece. Great job.
Along to the right people. Yep.
I'm looking forward to that. I mean, Saturday, and that's something that I've heard about but never seen. So, and like Johnny said, you know, fireworks are great, but boy, this could replace fireworks.
When you combine them, it's something special too. You know, we had some drones here about 5-6 years ago, and the technology was not really in place quite yet. It's developed so much in the past half decade or so. You know, the first time they put them up, suddenly you saw one drone like, okay, that's going off on its own. All right. And you could tell when it made shapes like, okay, that's where that drone is supposed to be, right there. It's like the North Star hanging out there all by itself. And so it was, the technology's come a long way. And the Great Lakes Drone Company, Matt Quinn and the whole crew there did a tremendous job, the planning, the execution, working with our air show people. And yep, we're going to do it again Saturday night.
Yeah, that's great. I'm looking forward to that. And then how about the youth? I know that kids get in, I shouldn't say kids, people under 18 get in for free, and there's such an opportunity. We talked to Sling was there, that teaches kids to be,
Sling people. Academy.
Yeah.
You
can be a pilot and I don't know, less than the cost of a college education.
Well, the girl is what? 21, 22.
Yeah. Young kids there, but there's so many job opportunities to learn too. I think that's worth repeating or talking about.
Well, that's such a big thing too, because you have, not only in the pilot community, but the technician, mechanic, air traffic controller, working in those type of fields. You know, a lot of the folks around my age, you know, they're getting to retirement age here, and they are looking at, okay, who's next? Because a lot of the baby boomers are now retiring out. And so they're looking for those people to be the next generation coming in and so forth. You know, we talked about that. And, you know, one other thing mentioned to you guys, you know, Tuesday night, we introduced Jimmy Graham, the NFL tight end, as our new chairman of Young Eagles. He'd been co-chair. Now he's going to be leading that program, and he's got all kinds of great ideas to get kids into aviation.
Wow. He's a helicopter pilot, isn't he?
He's a helicopter pilot. He's an aerobatic pilot.
Uh-huh.
He brought this beautiful classic de Havilland DHC to the event this year, and he's been flying it. And so, yeah, it was fun. He met with some of our Ray Aviation scholars yesterday, and he was telling his aviation story and his background and saying, boy, if I can get there coming out of my background, you can get there too. So he's going to be a real inspiration to the program.
Hey, Dick, we got another text in about where people can find information on the website. Someone said they couldn't find they looked earlier this week and really couldn't find the drone show. What's the right website so we can find out the lineup?
Okay, EAA.org.
Okay.
And then just click on Air Venture and you'll see, you know, planning your trip and some of the highlights, and you'll see air shows and what's flying that particular day. That's a place to go. Yeah, there's a lot of information there, so be patient, kind of weed your way through everything, because everybody wants their thing to be the top thing among all the things.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of things trying to be the top thing.
You know, and really, I get that packet that you gave us when Johnny and I were there on Monday or Tuesday. It's just there's just a lot of information, and I'm sure the website is like that. You got to kind of find out what you're looking for. But you know, when you get 800 exhibits and all those different events. Todd just
is
put
that
up
Elvis's plane?
Yeah.
That's cool.
We
looking.
Got a listener actually texting these in,
wow.
Listening right now. So that's the
that's
plan.
Really cool looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
wow.
So
we got that up on our website now.
Thank you for sending those in. Hey, Dick, I have to ask you something, though. Dick, you and I were shoulder to shoulder for 25 years or whatever, covering the Packers in the locker room and press conferences. How did you get so interested in aviation?
Well, I've been doing this, you know, now here for about 32 years as well. I've always been a airplane nut, you know, when I was a kid, I watched them fly overhead. And of course, like coming out of college, you know, you don't have the you've got the time, but you don't have the money.
Right.
And eventually got to EAA in 92 through, they were looking for somebody who liked airplanes and could write a little bit. And so I ended up here. And after that, it just had the opportunity to take ground school for free through the staff and had the opportunity to start flying lessons. And well, pretty soon I was just as hooked as everybody else out here. And so airplanes are part of it. And I tell you, there is, for anybody who's thinking about flying, there's really few achievements that you can do that match it personally. And if you want to learn more about that, we've got a Learn to Fly Center, and you can take your first flight lesson free of charge in a simulator right here on the ground. See if you like it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and Dick, I think I just want to underscore what you said about the industry, the opportunities within the industry, and you can move from one thing to another. Even the air traffic controller that was on our show is now the director of the museum, and he just loved the industry so much that he just talked about all the opportunities that you have in there. And I think that's something worth looking at. It's kind of like healthcare. You know, there's just, you get into it, it's great, and you may have a lane, but boy, the world is just open on research and different fields, and that same holds true.
Well, it's kind of like in the radio business, though. You can either sit in front of a microphone like this and just BS for a living, or get a job like Todd's where you actually have to work for a living.
I think there's a lot more opportunity in aviation than there is in radio. So, but anyway, I think it's a great industry, and I'm glad you're, you know, as a communications director, that you're promoting this. And I will give your industry a lot of credit for reaching out to the youth, because I think we're all worried about the grain of America. I mean, you know, the a lot of people in the fire department retiring out, police departments, and I don't know that they're working as hard as they should be to get youth in. And here you guys are just leading it. I think that's
a good point. That's a really good point.
It's awesome what you're doing. Yeah. So I wouldn't worry too much about your industry.
You guys are looking more towards the future than the past. I mean, you pay homage to the past, but you really want to keep this thing going forward. That's very cool, Dick.
Yeah, well, you know, the past really presents the legacy that is exciting to look at. But, you know, people talk about young people with video games. I tell you, what you see in the drone community right now, some of the flight simulator community, that's where it's going. And the technology is there. And young people who are interested in that type of thing, the technology, there is a wide open field for them and a lot of places for them.
Well, there are people we got to go, but there are people that think drones could replace fighter planes in the not-too-distant future. That's how advanced they're getting. Isn't that true, Dick?
Might be.
Yeah.
Might be.
Awesome. Dick Nepinski, EAA, thank you for everything you do, and congratulations. Have a phenomenal rest of the week. Weather is perfect. The fans are going to be there. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats, Dick.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the time. Hope to see you out here Saturday night for the night show.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Love this song. Todd, I've always loved this song. 1976?
Let's see here. We got some information on it.
Why are we playing this?
It says 1977.
77, okay.
Sailor Records.
Man, I loved that song.
Steve Miller Band.
Yeah. Yes.
They were great.
They're one of those bands, kind of like Fleetwood Mac, if you're not really aware of them and you start playing their songs, you're like, oh, I love that song. Oh, I like that one. Yeah.
Didn't he play here?
Well, they're from here, aren't they, Todd? Or from Wisconsin?
That's a Wisconsin band that played
Madison.
They played at the Packer.
No, but I think they're from Madison.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, like born and raised type thing.
One of the Packer concerts they played, the Steve Miller Band.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, they did. Anyway, yes, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Hey, that EAA, I just, you know, Dick had to get going to, I'm sure, another interview, but, right? Wouldn't you encourage families to go to that?
Absolutely.
There's just so much going on there.
Absolutely. And if we have time today, we should get a hold of Brittany, see how she's doing.
Yeah, she's good.
She is something. That's all I'm going to say. She is something. She's like, get out of her way and let her just do her thing.
ATV.
She's going to drive her truck, and she's going to bring her pop-up, and she's going to set it up, and she's going to have somebody drop off an ATV, and she's got her bike, and she's just
She's all in on that.
All in.
We drove around Tuesday, and it's amazing how many people camp camping, but in those little
tiny
tents, like
those like little Cub Scout tents.
They fit under the wing of their man-made plane, or their, I don't think they call it man-made, but whatever.
What do you do if, okay, like the weather was bad the other day.
Bad. It was awful.
But do you just sit in your tent if you're not, I mean, These were tiny little tents, and they're there for a week, week and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's nothing to do inside that tent.
No.
Yeah. I give them, yeah.
I think if you're doing that, though, you don't mind getting wet. You probably just go out and absolutely. Say the heck with it.
Yeah. Good point. I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that, Jim.
Maybe you could, Johnny. I know I could not, so I would not do that. I would be at the next Holiday Inn. There's no way I would do that.
Holiday Inn.
I'm just saying that. Were there thousands? There were hundreds for sure of those tents. Were there thousands?
Oh, gosh.
It just went thousands. On and on yeah. and on.
As far as you can see.
Right. Anyway, I think that's cool that people are, that is really an experience. And I'm going to get back down there Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Mm-hmm. Busy. But be a little cherry picking on the.
Oh, I can't.
Can't wait. That's kind of, I could have drive a little bit more north than I wanted to.
Okay, let me just ask you something.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can go to, I was at festival last night.
Yes.
My food. You could have bought a box of cherries. Or I could spend $25 on gas, take a day, go up on the ladder, reach around, yada, 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 pick them, drive an hour and a half back,
yeah.
and I'd have the same thing that I could have picked up as I was walking past the cherries at festival yesterday.
Yeah, that's
just curious.
Yeah. First couple of things. One is that I hearken back to when I was a kid because my parents.
Hearken is a good word. I like that word. Harkens back.
I would think back. I would.
You know the first time I ever heard the word harkens?
How do you remember the first time you heard a word?
It's on the Packers Glory Years album. Did you have the Packer Glory Years album?
No.
Everybody had the Packers Glory Years album. Everybody bought it. It was $4.98. I saved up my money to buy a Packers.
It's a lot of Nightcrawlers.
And I played that thing 1,000 times. And one of the things was, harkens back to the days of yore.
I guess.
And I still remember that. Ted Moore was the narrator. Oh, my God, Todd. Thank you. Hang on. Oh, I'm going to get goosebumps like you can't believe.
The handoff goes to Donnie Anderson. He's not in. The Packers call time again. That's all the timeouts the Green Bay Packers have. They are still inches away from that goal line. Just inches. 16 seconds remaining.
16 seconds. 16 inches. To glory.
16 seconds remaining. Two more plays.
At the most.
16 seconds. 16 inches. That's what it had come down to. 12 degrees below zero at Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
Wow.
And only 16 inches separated the Packers from the greatest accomplishment in the history of pro football. 16 seconds. 16 inches. The time left. The distance needed to climax the Packers' glory years.
Star! Comes to the line of scrimmage. Love this.
Here are the Packers. Third down. Inches to go.
To pay dirt.
To pay dirt. 17-14. Cowboys out in front. Packers trying for the go-ahead score. Star begins the count. Takes the snap. He's got the quarterback.
And he's in for the touchdown!
20-17. There's 13 seconds going on the clock, and the Green Bay Packers
are going to be world champions. NFL wow. champions for the third straight year.
Wow. That is...
I listened to that thing
obviously
every day.
I guess
for 20 years.
Wow,
I can recite that entire thing.
John, I think that's the first time I heard that.
Really? Quick poll: how many people bought that album when you were a kid?
Wow, that guy made an album out of that.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, there's more.
Oh,
there's it's 43 minutes long. Yeah. According to this.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe I have heard that, like, wow,
can you find one more? Can we have one more excerpt, please?
That's what I can find.
But I will tell you, Johnny, I'm with you on that. That gets your blood going.
Oh.
That guy was a great, who's that guy?
Okay, I just got a text from my buddy, Jimmy the Flying Finn. My goosebumps have never been so big. Awesome stuff. I'm telling you, I got goosebumps like you can't believe.
Who is the announcer?
Can you, Ted Moore was his name.
Did he go on to that's
from
really,
TMJ?
Really,
I don't know. I've never really known him too much.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was really good. Yeah. I mean, that's.
Oh, you got to hear a thing about Travis Williams, the Roadrunner, taking on the right side. Packers. taking on Los Angeles Rams.
What the exciting, climactic chapter in the story of the Green Bay Glory.
Travis Williams takes to the right side to the 40 to 35. The Roadrunners get taken over the next
three straight league titles.
Travis Williams.
Victories in the first two Super Bowl games.
You got to hear this.
3 years, 1,000 thrills, 1,000,000 memories. But for Green Bay fans, there may never be another moment to match this one.
There's the gun. The football game is over. History has been made. The Green Bay Packers have won three straight National Football League championships. In 1965, they defeated the Cleveland Browns right here at Lambeau Field for number one. In 1966, the Dallas Cowboys by a 34-27 score down in Dallas in a thriller. To top them all, right here at Lambeau Field this afternoon, they took a 21-17 thriller over these same Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys undoubtedly thought they had it put away, leading 17-14 with less than a minute to go. But the Packers valiantly put together a 68-yard drive in 12 plays and went in on Bart Starr's quarterback sneak for the winning touchdown to win the NFL championship 21-17 and go into the Super Bowl against the AFL champions on January 14th.
Where do you start review?
Can't beat it. Wow. We gotta play. Someday we're going to play the whole thing. We're going to take a quick break back after this.